From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Before Congress gets a new start in January, Senate Democrats are racing to finish the nuclear weapons treaty with Russia that's known as New START. But Senate Republicans would rather take up the treaty next year, when their ranks will have grown. That's a problem for President Obama, whose top foreign policy goal for the lame duck session is ratifying the treaty. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Listening to White House spokesman Robert Gibbs today, it did not sound as if President Obama had any doubts about getting the 9 GOP votes that may be needed if the Senate's to ratify the New START treaty by a two-thirds majority.
The White House believes that before Congress leaves town that the Senate will ratify the New START treaty.
That was not the impression you'd get listening to the debate on the Senate floor today. One day after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he would vote against the treaty, he portrayed the effort to get it ratified as nothing more than Democrats trying to chalk up another win for President Obama.
Our top concern should be the safety and security of our nation, not some politician's desire to declare a political victory and host a press conference before the first of the year. Americans have had more than enough of artificial timelines set by politicians eager for attention.
McConnell's opposition was no surprise. He recently said his top priority was to prevent President Obama's reelection. Less expected was the decision also announced yesterday by the Senate's number two Republican to oppose the treaty. Arizona's John Kyle has acted as his party's point man on the pact. Today, he derided Democrats for voting down GOP attempts to amend the treaty, which would likely kill it.
The U.S. Senate is the last word according to our Constitution. We gave our advice. The administration didn't take our advice in two specific ways, but yet they expect us to give them their consent to the treaty. The reality is the Senate should not be a rubber stamp.
All this seemed to exasperate the treaty's main sponsor, Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry. He said it was the Republicans who requested that New START not be considered earlier on the grounds it could be politicized by the November election.
In order to not politicize the treaty, we made a decision on our side to accommodate their interests. Having accommodated their interests, they now come back and turn around and say, oh, you guys are terrible. You're bringing this treaty up at the last minute. I mean, is there no shame?
What's more, argued North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, there is nearly unanimous bipartisan support among current and former top officials for ratifying the treaty.
Every living Secretary of State from the Republican and Democratic administrations have come out in favor of this treaty. Everyone, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has made a very assertive, strong statement in support of this treaty.
Still, some Republicans who once appeared receptive to ratifying the treaty are now backtracking. Here's South Carolina's Lindsey Graham earlier this month saying the lame duck session had to take care of extending tax cuts, extend unemployment benefits, and fund the government.
Get those core issues resolved, then the thing that would make most sense to me to get resolved would be the START treaty.
But here's Graham yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation.
If you really want to have a chance of passing START, you better start over and do it the next Congress because this lame duck has been poisoned.
Poisoned, he said, by votes on other issues such as repealing the ban on gays serving openly in the military. On Saturday, the day that vote was held, Majority Leader Harry Reid chastised Republicans for turning against New START because of those votes.
They're going to vote against this international treaty dealing with nuclear weapons because they had to vote on the DREAM Act and Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now that's real statesmanship.
The debate's been going on for 6 days. A key vote to limit further debate on the treaty takes place tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.